smells good.
It's your breakfast, your royal swellness. Voila! Two eggs over easy, bacon medium, hash browns avec oignon with juice l'orange.
All my favorite stuff. What's going on?
Let's just say if you were to choose me as your life mate, this repast would be your future.
Guys, the most incredible thing happened.
Ooh, let me guess.
You met a guy.
Yeah!
His name is DeAndre Moore. Mm-hmm. I met him last week at the Sizzle Club, yes. And we've gone out almost every night since.
Well, why didn't you call me?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, girl?
Well, I didn't want to say anything in case things fizzled out.
So tell us about DeAndre.
Well, he's a little older than me.
Oh, that just means he's a man and not a boy.
Get over here.
Girl, he is so fine. He owns his own business, drops a Beamer, and spoils me rotten.
Ooh. Girl, I like him already.
And today, he gave me a one-week anniversary gift that is the absolute bomb. Ask me what time it is.
Oh, no, let me.
What time is it?
Darling, I wanted to ask.
I cannot tell you what time it is, because the gold is too blinding.
Oh.
You go, girl.
Work it, baby, work it.
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
How was your day? Oh, that's nice. Are you hungry?
I'm sorry, Harriet, but I've been in a bad mood all day. Do you know that I have to go to the White House and see the President of the United States?
You poor baby. You'll have to cancel your lunch with the Pope.
You remember Charlie Carnelli?
Oh, sure.
Well, he's being appointed special advisor to the President on crime policy, and they're honoring him with some big gala event.
Wow. I guess taking that job with the Justice Department really paid off for Charlie.
He just got lucky.
Sweetheart, he put 8 drug lords behind bars and seized 47 kilos of heroin.
That a dog did all the work.
The two most important people in my life to meet. Laura, this is DeAndre.
Nice to meet you, DeAndre.
Charmed. I can see why you and Max are friends. The fine do flock together.
Come in, have a seat.
Thank you. Hey, girl, what you doing way over there? This ain't church.
So, DeAndre, Max tells me you own your own business.
I'm a big trader in the global economy.
Oh, what do you trade?
Electronics and yams. I'm kidding about the yams.
He's so funny.
Excuse me, ladies. Yo. No. So? Man, go with the flow. Listen, baby, I got a split.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, that was one of my associates. He screwed up. I got a few fires that, you know, I got to put out.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No, there's... Well, maybe there is. Baby, can you drop a couple packages off for me tomorrow?
Packages?
Yams.
Yams. No problem, DeAndre.
Baby, you know something? You and me, we make a good team. Laura, Max was right about you, baby. You got it going on and on.
Thanks, DeAndre.
So, what do you think?
Well, I like them.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means that I like them.
If you really liked him, you'd both be going, right now.
Well, the truth is, Max, I think he's a little slick.
What do you mean, slick?
Well, not slick in a bad way. Slick in a slippery way.
I don't believe this. Why can't you just be happy for me?
DeAndre's just not the kind of guy I would pick out for you.
Well, you didn't pick him, Laura. I did. And if you can't understand what he means to me, then maybe you're not as good a friend as I thought.
Hey. Well, nice to see you too, Maxine. What's wrong with her?
She's upset because I don't like her new boyfriend, DeAndre Moore.
Well, you got a lot of nerve talking about somebody else's boyfriend. You going out with Steve Urkel.
Are you serious, Eddie? Get a bad vibe from this guy.
Well, want to make a few calls, have him checked out?
Yeah. I don't want Max to get hurt.
Consider it done.
I really appreciate this, Eddie.
Hey, no problem. I wash your back, and you wash my laundry.
Thanks for helping me, Steve.
Why didn't you get a porter to carry all these bags?
What, and waste a dollar? Gee, this is a tiny room.
I'll say. It's so tiny you gotta go outside to change your mind.
Steve.
It's so tiny you gotta clap your hands this way.
Steve.
It's so tiny the mice are hunchbacks.
Steve. I think we both agree that this is a very small room.
I guess it's time for me to go.
Yep.
You know, I'm not one for soppy goodbyes.
Well, neither am I, so goodbye.
I cherish you, Carl Winslow. Come back to me safe.
Okay, Steve. See you later. Excuse me. I gotta go wash up. Excuse me.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Hang up his bag. Yeah. There you go.
Oh! All aboard!
I can relax.
Wow. all right?
Bishop Tutu?
Steve, are you okay?
I think so. I bumped my head.
Steve, you're not supposed to be on the train.
Huh? Huh? We're moving.
Excuse me.
Yes, what is it?
We have a little problem here. He's not a passenger.
Don't be silly. He's on board. The train is moving. He's a passenger.
But he doesn't have a ticket.
Oh, then he's not a passenger. He's a criminal.
Well, maybe we can drop him off at the next stop.
This is an express train. No stops between here and Washington, D.C.
Not even any slow curves?
Nope.
Well, how much is the ticket?
$220.
Oh, well, I think I could swing that with a little help from you, Carl.
Well, how much do you need?
$220.
Can he have a compartment about 2 or 3 cars down?
This train is completely sold out. Either he stays with you or he sleeps on the roof.
He's gonna need a blanket up there. Oh, okay, he can stay with me.
I'll alert CNN.
Well, Rumi, I guess it's just you and me all the way to D.C. How long do you think that'll be?
14 hours.
Hey, thanks, Carl, for lending me these boxers.
You're welcome.
They sure are roomy. I can hold a 3-ring circus in here.
Look, Steve, I'm very tired. I have a very big day tomorrow, and I really would just like to get some sleep, okay?
Okay. There's no room for me. A little more. A little more. Okay. Breathe deep.
Steve! Steve!
What? Are we there yet, Steve?
No, you fell out the bed.
And you woke me for that?
Well, at least you could sleep. I'm having a little trouble nodding off.
Well, maybe if I sing you a lullaby, that'll help you drift off.
I don't think so.
Oh, sure it will. Now, come on.
But I don't think...
Oh, come on.
But
sure.
just
Come on. Move your feet. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Oh, will you shut up?
Wait a minute.
What?
I just thunk a thought. It's raining outside, so why don't we let the soothing pitter-patter of raindrops lull us to sleep?
Now, that's a very good idea.
Why, thank you. Now, you crack the window while I go visit the facilities.
Oh.
What did you do?
Excuse me. Are you Joe?
Yeah. You must be DeAndre's new girl.
That's right. My name is Max.
No names, okay?
DeAndre asked me to give you this.
It's for DeAndre.
Good job, Eddie.
Eddie, what are you doing?
Max, this guy's a coke dealer.
Man, you must be crazy. I don't know what's in that package. A girl walked up and handed it to me.
Yeah, we saw. Let's see what's in here. A white powdery substance. Let's go. You're under arrest. Max, you're gonna need to come too. We're gonna need a statement.
Come on, Max.
DeAndre used me. Oh my God, Eddie, I'm a drug runner.
No, no, you're not, Max. You had no idea what was going on. It's okay. It's all right.
Eddie.
Okay,
all right. Eddie, let's go pick up DeAndre.
Yes, sir.
Steve, will you please stop sulking and come out of the bathroom?
You yelled at me and you called me a butthead.
Of all the things I've called you, the one that bothers you is butthead?
Yes, it was my nickname in preschool.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Now come out of there and sit down now, please.
Are you gonna be nice?
Yes, I'll be nice. Look, Steve, I'm sorry. I've just been in a funk all day ever since I found out that Charlie Connelly was being named top cop.
Oh, the old green-eyed monster syndrome.
Well, I'm not jealous. I don't begrudge Charlie his success. I mean, he's a good cop, and he earned his appointment.
And what is it?
About 5 years ago, I turned down the same job with the Justice Department that got Charlie where he is today.
Ah, the old road not taken syndrome.
Yeah, I think I made a big mistake.
I don't know, Carl. Let's think this over. If you'd have taken that job, you would have had to relocate to Washington, D.C., right?
Well, that's right.
And that justice job, what was it anyway?
Well, it was mostly political. You know, crime commissions, committee meetings, hobnobbing with Congress.
Let's face it, Carl, you're no hobber of nobbers. You're a man of action. You walked the beat. You drove a squad car. And now, you're a captain at a very young age, commanding hundreds of men and women.
Huh. So you think I made the right choice?
Well, you're respected by your co-workers, you're admired by your community, and you're loved by all your friends and family. Sounds to me like you made all the right choices. In my book, Carl, not only are you a top cop, you're the top.
Hello, Laura.
Hey, Max.
Come in. Have a seat.
Look, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go first.
I'm sorry, Laura. I should have listened to you, Laura. You're my best friend and a great judge of character. DeAndre had me totally fooled.
Believe me, I wish I had been wrong about him.
Me too. You know what? This is a problem only two scoops of Häagen-Dazs can solve.
Ooh, as fine as DeAndre was, I'm gonna need some hot fudge and some nuts on top.
I'll drive.
I'll buy.
I'll buy.
I'll buy.
All right.